whatnot. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don. Are you trying to get yourself in trouble with the law? This ain't rabbit hunting season.
It's not?
No, it's duck hunting season. That, sir, is an investigated fabrication. It's rabbit season. Duck season. Rabbit season. Duck season. Rabbit season. Duck season. Rabbit season. Rabbit season. Duck season. Rabbit season. I say it's duck season, and I say fire. Let's try that again. Ooh. Okay, I'll start it this time. Right. Rabbit season. Duck season. Rabbit season. Rabbit season. Duck season. Fire! Okay, this time you'll start it.
Whatever you say.
Rabbit. Duck. Fire!
The Don and Mike Chappy.
Gay sex, whoa.
Oh, that was gay sex.
Atheists believe that God doesn't exist.
Is this really newsworthy?
That's what I was looking for.
The comedy stops here. The Don and Mike Show.
Tell me about it.
You screw me one more time, I'll squeeze your nuts till you're dead.
You like that, right?
Yes.
It's Gordon Ramsay.
All right, give me a moment. We got the tape of the guy from Channel 4 in Los Angeles. Ah. Guy's name is Paul Moyer.
Paul Moyer.
And he's been there, my God, 25 years. He's on the same station as that weatherman, Johnny Mountain.
Is that the guy that said, let's be careful now? Who's the traffic guy?
Oh, that's...
Who's the guy, the old guy that goes, all right, on the La Cienega, we've got a real problem, and let's be careful out there.
I don't know that guy's name off the top of my head, but
be careful out there.
He's on the morning show in Los Angeles,
yes,
right?
Yeah, they're fantastic.
All right, so this is the guy that Ron Burgundy was based on,
uh-huh.
And this is, I believe, from looking at what was posted on our website from maybe like a couple of years ago.
Okay.
This is the banter between Paul Moyer and the female anchor he no longer works with. Oh. And this is right as they are going on the air. And when he speaks about another guy, Henry somebody, that's an anchor man across town.
Okay. Another station.
When he's saying to her, hey, if you don't like it here, try working. And he says S and F, which we've had to dump out.
Sure. Fantastic.
Here we go.
First segment.
It's done that way all the time.
It
that's
frequently
what I was
is.
Told.
It frequently
well,
is.
Well, then we better
Do you
talk
hear me
about
complaining
it.
About it?
Then we better
tonight
talk about
I'm
it.
Tonight I'm complaining because tonight
then
I said
Then we better
hey.
Talk about it because I think
I
you've got a problem. I think we've got a problem, all right? If that's what you think, then we'll talk about it after the show, and we'll talk about it with Roger Bell. Because I'm not going to sit here night after night and put up with this okay?
Night after night? Night after night?
Well,
where,
what, it looks to me like that's the way it's going to go,
I'll take the ante up a little higher than that, even. You're not only wrong, you're way out of line.
Let me tell you something.
You started it, pal.
You want Harold Green, you might get him.
Fine with me. Good old
awesome.
Harold Green.
Okay. You want to start dealing with go ahead.
Yeah.
That's what you want.
Hold on, here we go.
You just might get it. You know, you go home and have a couple of shooters, and I don't know what the f*** happens, but when you come back, you're not the same lady.
That's not true.
Tonight it is, Ann.
The news happens, you see it happen on Channel 7. The number one station for news and information in Southern California. Now, Paul Moyer and Martin, Johnny Mountain Weather, and Todd Donahoe Sports. This is Eyewitness News Tonight.
Three men dead tonight in an execution-style murder in Los Angeles.
Wow.
That's absolutely
She
real.
Does sound a little loopy.
Uh-huh.
She sounds like she, oh, whatever.
They're arguing about who's going to take the first story.
Right.
And then he says to her, if you don't knock it off, you're going to be working across the street with what's-his-name.
He said, you go home and have a few shooters. Oh, that is classic.
And you come back, and you're not the same lady.
Wow. That's incredible.
Ain't that great?
Oh, play it again. Is.
One more time.
Yeah, please. One more time.
Please do.
Okay.
First segment.
It's done that way all the time.
It
That's
frequently
what I was
is.
Told.
It frequently
well,
is.
Well, then we better
do you
talk
hear me
about
complaining
it?
About it?
Then we better
tonight
talk about it.
Tonight I'm complaining because tonight
then
I said
Then we better
hey.
Talk about it because
I
think
agree.
You've got a problem. I think we've got a problem, all right? If that's what you think, then we'll talk about it after the show, and we'll talk about it with Roger Bell. Because I'm not going to sit here night after night and put up with this okay?
Night after night? Night after night?
Well,
where,
it,
what,
it looks to
I,
me like that's the way it's going to go,
I'll take the ante up a little higher than that, even. You're not only wrong, you're way out of line.
Let me tell you something.
You started it, pal.
You want Harold Green, you might get him.
I'm fine with me. Fine with me.
Is it really?
Good old Harold Green.
Okay. Okay. You want to start dealing with go ahead. That's what you want. You just might get it. You know, you go home and have a couple of shooters, and I don't know what the happens, but when you come back, you're not the same lady.
That's not true.
Some nights it is, Ann.
Some nights it is, Ann.
News happens, you see it.
And then they're right into
Channel
it.
7. The number one station for news and information in
wow.
Southern California. Now, Paul Moyer and Martin, Johnny Mountain Weather, and Todd Donahoe Sports. This is Eyewitness News Tonight.
Three men dead tonight in an execution-style murder in Los Angeles. Good evening, all. It's now the 11 o'clock.
Tonight it is, Ann. Tonight it is. You go home and have those shooters.
Too real.
It's like she's going home and drinking.
Uh-huh.
I love it.
That's what he said.
Fantastic.
Don and Mike Show. Hello to whoever it is that found that thing.
That's great.
And put it on our website. Thank you. At DonandMikeWebsite.com. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
What's up, guys? You guys are great.
Thank you.
Much thanks.
Oh, and incidentally, the one thing I wanted to say, that when we broadcast it to you, it doesn't sound like that on the website. Whenever anything is broadcast over our airways, it always gets run through the deck of the Enterprise.
Well, yeah. That is an MP3.
But it doesn't sound like that on the Internet.
Computer.
Not nearly that squished up.
No, it is kind of squished up even on the Internet. I think that's a file, that's a copy of a file, that's a copy of a file, copy of a file.
And it gets squished down.
You were just getting ready to kiss our ass a little bit. You actually stopped the show there, so please continue. Both Mike and I are presenting ourselves to you now as animals do.
Don has his, he's looking over his right shoulder. I'm looking over my left. Go right ahead.
Have at him.
First, you can sniff like dogs.
Or you could be silent, which you're being right now.
What's up with that?
What can we do for you, sir?
Isn't silence good?
No.
Not on a radio show, no.
No, see, now you're becoming a bad dog. I invited you to come over and sniff our butts and maybe, lick our doodads.
Hey, my dog Blue.
I certainly love to.
Bye! You're out of here. There you go.
Just too slow-moving, sir.
But you're a mega fan. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey.
How you guys doing?
We're doing great.
I have a friend by the name of Doug Banks, and he's a good friend of Donnie Simpson. And he said, anytime you guys want some black issues explained, just talk to him. He'll talk to you. Are you familiar with him?
Oh, I know Banks. Doug Banks from when I worked in Chicago. Sure I do. Does he still have a radio show?
Say again?
Does he still have a radio show?
Oh, yeah. Look him up on the web. He'll explain any black issues to you guys. So, Reverend Jesse Jackson and all those guys don't speak for us. Talk to Doug Banks.
So Jesse Jackson doesn't speak for black people. Doug Banks does.
Well, no, he can explain the issue to you guys better than.
What issue are we?
Are you talking about the Stuart Scott discussion we were having?
Well, no, I tried to get in days ago and I couldn't get in, and there was a black issue that you guys were talking about.
What was it?
Isn't there always?
I can't really.
Isn't there always a black issue?
Remember, moment, but
Robbie,
talk to him. Talk to Doug Banks. Look him up.
Doug Banks.
Listen, I don't know how much politicking you're doing for this guy's show. He seemed to be okay when I knew him in Chicago. I tell you what, why don't you ask him to call us and we'll tell him what the white experience is like.
Yeah, we'll have a powwow. We were trying to do that months ago anyway with the whole Imus thing.
He's a very good friend of Donnie Simpson. Donnie won't talk to you guys. But he'll talk to you in public. I guarantee you.
Right.
But Donnie, Donnie knows both of us personally, and I don't know what you're saying by Donnie won't talk to us. Donnie, I talked to Donnie more than any other disc jockey in the city.
Are you talking about when the whole Imus thing came down and we were trying to get Donnie to come on the air with us?
Well, that too, but not only Imus, anything in the past and the future, Doug Banks will sit down on any platform
explain. What are you, the manager for this guy?
Well, no. I'm
seriously.
I'm not sure we need Doug Banks because that's sort of my role on the show.
Donnie Simpson is really a good friend of you guys, so he won't speak on that level. That's all I'm saying.
Well, no. Where are you getting your information from, first of all? Where are you basing? Are you a listener?
Am I a listener?
Are you a listener to his show?
I listen to a whole bunch of stuff.
Okay, so you're really portraying yourself as some kind of insider, and you're not.
Okay.
I mean, really, my only bone to pick with you is don't come across as an insider when you're not.
For one second, hold on. I've not said anything. Please listen to me, please.
I'm not an insider.
Goodbye. Mm-hmm. Goodbye.
Mm-hmm. Not an insider. You heard that. That was the last thing he said.
He's a guy who listens to the radio.
Right, exactly.
But obviously, whenever we have a black issue now, we must get Douglas Banks on the show.
Doug Banks.
I disagree.
And will Donnie Simpson please take my call?
Please.
Please,
Donnie. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, this is Don Banks. I'm calling to let you guys know.
It's Don Banks.
I thought it was Doug Banks.
Doug's brother, Don.
It's a good follow-up call, though.
This is Jim Banks.
Hey, I demand an apology from the New York Knicks and Isaiah Thomas.
You know, I want to hear from Ernie Banks.
Hey, now there's a... How old would Ernie Banks be now? 80?
Older than dirt, Mike.
Older than dirt, right.
Let's play two. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I just wanted to say that Donnie Banks, this, that, and the other, he's a fool. What is that guy?
First of all, it's Doug Banks. Why is everybody calling him Donnie Banks now? What the hell is going on here?
That's like a mobster name.
Right.
Where's Donnie Banks?
Donnie Banks. He's over there with Tony Pickles.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, wasn't that Ann Martin? Wasn't she the one with the big witch hair? Remember you used to talk about?
I think so. Wasn't that the lady with the oversized hair? She's a mature anchor, correct?
Like the Cruella DeVille.
Hey, hold on. You know what? Yeah, you are right, my friend.
Because that tape has to be pretty old because the booth guy is Ernie Anderson, and he's been dead for a long time.
No, Rob.
I think the film was 1980, the one you were, because I saw it on YouTube also.
I think it's more current than that. I know that they still use his voice on KABC in Los Angeles.
Okay, so they have a lot of it, like, backlogged?
Yeah, I think so. I totally in the dark on that. I don't know how old that tape is.
You know who would know is Donnie Banks.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, who in the hell does Danny Bonaducci think he is?
Now, what is your problem with Danny?
Why has anyone not talked about?
You know, when you walk into your next agenda, excuse me. What is your problem with Danny Bonaducci?
Excuse me, Mike. Don't you know about Danny Bonaducci and Fair Play, Johnny Fair Play?
Oh, that's three. That's
out to everybody.
Oh, God.
And no,
shut up.
No shock jocks have the.
Oh my God!
Hold on. Honey, what are we supposed to say about Danny Bonaducci?
He's a freaking idiot. What the f?
What is your problem, lady?
He's a freaking idiot, and
scared to say anything about what he did.
Oh, you mean we're afraid of Danny Bonaducci?
No, we think he's nothing.
No, you haven't said anything about
lady.
Him. No one
lady.
Has.
All right, I'm going to ask you a favor. All right, ma'am, can I ask you a favor?
No,
I want to ask you a favor as a listener. We're going to have a dialogue with you about this, all right?
All right, as long as you let me say something.
I will let you say something, but you are not allowed to scream anymore like you've been screaming.
Stop yelling.
Okay.
Now,
all
I
right.
want to
I
tell
won't
you something.
Scream anymore.
Really?
I won't scream anymore.
Okay. Now, I got to tell you something that on this particular show, when it comes to items like this, unless they come up in conversation, the buck stops here with me. I have a list of items, and I will tell you where I have that story in my list to show you how important I think it is. Bobby Brown's heart attack, more important.
That's and are you going from number one down to the bottom?
Yeah.
All right.
David Hasselhoff.
Well, you're not afraid of Bobby.
You're not going to. Hey, now,
shut
listen,
up.
That we are going to let you speak.
David Hasselhoff back at home after alcohol poisoning.
And whose ass can he kick?
Eric Clapton finally talking about the death of his son. Owen Wilson is going to detox in a Native American sweat box. Heather Mills gets $100 million today. Madonna signs a $120 million deal with Live Nation. Johnny Fairplay is now suing Danny Bonaducci.
That's item number.
So if we hold on a second. If we were wait. If we were afraid to talk about Danny, but what in the depth of your ignorance makes you think we would be afraid to talk about that asshat Danny Bonaducci?
Because he's a nothing.
Do you?
You're yelling. You're yelling.
I'm not yelling.
No, no, she's yelling.
No, I was saying that to her.
I'm not yelling.
Do you understand? I just read you.
I'm not yelling. I love you guys.
Okay, then shut up and listen. Learn to listen. Listen to learn. Oh, you cow. Listen.
No, honey, I am super freaking hot.
I'm sure you are. And I'm sure your poontang doesn't smell like 1,000 dead tuna fish.
Honey, I really am, baby. I'm serious.
I'm serious.
A little drunk.
I tell you, I'll put that as item 13 on my list, the smell of your crotch.
How long have you been attracted to Danny Bonaducci? How long have you been attracted to Danny Bonaducci?
Not at all. Not attracted to him at all. He has an ego that
why are you giving unfounded. Him? Why are you giving him more founded. Relevance than he deserves?
He jets his chest out around.
The truth
like
is, we are on the side of John Dalton.
And he's an idiot.
Do you know who John Dalton is?
Who?
Do you know who John Dalton is?
No, I do not.
That is Johnny Fairplay's real name.
I know more
about the story than you do.
Okay.
And I choose not to talk about it.
Right, because...
Because it's boring!
Right.
Don't you think you're giving Danny Bonaducci more relevance than he deserves?
He's a nothing. We don't care.
Well, you know, you got a point there. He's an idiot, though. Well,
that's why we don't... And I just read you, in my humble opinion, my list that I prepare of the 11 things that are out there to talk about. It doesn't even make the top 10,
well,
honey.
As long as you feel his relevance is so small because you're not afraid of him.
Why would we be afraid of him? He strutting around
like he's a badass.
Well, I mean, seriously, what?
Danny Bonaducci?
What's he going
to
do?
I listen to radio all the time. I don't even own a TV.
You are so annoying.
How can you hear it?
You are so annoying, lady.
I am.
Yes. Jesus Christ.
Call Don Banks.
Smooch.
Talk to Donnie Banks.
Yeah. Smooch.
Oh,
bye, honey. Bye, sweetheart.
Yo, next up on SportsCenter Poetry Jam, y'all put y'all hands together for Stuart Scott.
Shut up!
Wow.
Back to drinking.
Boy, oh boy.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, is this Don?
Yeah, we don't talk about Johnny Fairplay and Danny Bonaducci because, believe it or not, in our world, it's less important than us having a solid bowel movement.
That's right.
And we all knew it. I mean, everybody on this show knew that story.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, did anyone think it was, we missed that one?
Oh, I was scared.
Who gives a f-
It wasn't it on some award show
yeah.
that people won't even see?
Right.
The Fox Reality Awards.
It's like the has-been a reality award show.
Oh, anyway, hello. What's up? What can we do for you?
Hi, Don. I just wanted to let you know I'm going to Green Bay, Wisconsin this weekend for my first Packer game, and I didn't know if you want me to bring you back anything.
I want you to go to Max McGee's Glory Hole.
Is that the golden green wall where it's just a tiny little hole? And you
what
never
it
know?
Is, it's predominant. Are you going with your husband or your boyfriend?
No, I'm going all by myself.
Well, you're going to have to find yourself a man because it's really a way for a man to initiate himself into the Packer Hall of Men. You go to Max McGee's House of Holes.
Nice.
And I recommend the hole that looks like Vince's mouth.
Now, the nice thing about that, can't she go on either side of the dining room?
Mike, and that's how it's set up.
Sure.
Ladies on one side.
Ladies on the left, men on the right.
And you can play all kinds of fun games like trying to pick out which guy is your guy.
And once every game day, right before the game, starts at about, 9 o'clock in the morning?
Sure does.
Before every game day, one of those guys will be Max McGee.
Hot wings and glory holes.
All right. I can't wait.
And then everybody is off to Chi-Chi's.
If you can't find Max McGee's, you can bring him back a Packer tractor, though.
Did you know that Max McGee was one of the guys that was on the ground floor of Chi-Chi's?
Really?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Made an S-load of money with that.
Wow.
And lady, you're going to want to go up early because I think they've started the Green Bay Spooktacular at Lambeau Field.
Hello there, Donna Mike Show.
Hi, this is Black Velvet. This is Donnie Simpson's mistress. He was
God.
That's not right.
What's wrong with people? What's wrong? New moon.
That guy's voice sounded like this.
The show is great. The show's going to be.
It was that real high pitch.
Yes, new moon. You know what? Full moons and new moons have different kinds of callers.
And Rob, you mentioned some of our favorites. Being as it is.
Oh, look at that.
What is, Buzz, what is today's date? The 11th. Is it the 10th, the 11th?
This is the 11th. Hey, that's Lloyd Bridges.
Only 20 more days right. Until they all go back into the ground.
Very scary.
Let's listen to them for a moment. The Holiday Spooks.
Halloween spooks outside my window.
Flabbergast.
Somebody making brownies?
Behind the tree.
Hey, are you in there, Gordon?
Yes.
But I can't find them for what are they doing stuff to you?
Yes.
Outside my window pane.
Oh, they're going to get scary now.
Listen to this part. They are so talented. They're so cute. Oh, hey, sir, your hand fell off. Here, take it. There they go.
Always a pleasure.
Oh, he smells a little musty after they walk out of here.
You know, the one thing I'm sad about, that there was not a new Maine holiday spook.
Mm-hmm.
Every year there's a dead person that joins the holiday spooks. Merv?
Gosh, I hate to interrupt.
There he is.
It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
All right, Merv was in there.
Taking his place at the front of the line and more well-preserved than the other one.
And hello to you, Karen Carpenter.
At the very back, of course, the great lady, Betty Davis. So long. There they go.
There they go.
Wow.
The holiday spooks.
They're
outside
back.
My window.
I smell Lindberger.
Hi there, Donna Mike. What's up?
Hey, has Mike been drinking today or something?
Yes, absolutely. Like every show, I've had about, more than my normal, about 3 or 4 regular drinks. What? Not beer, not wine, regular alcoholic beverages.
What was his tell today?
Say again?
How'd you know?
What was his tell?
Because he's yapping like there's no tomorrow, and he's very loud.
Yes, Mike, I meant to tell you that.
Well, I always do that when I'm drinking, sir.
I meant to tell you that.
Do you know why I was yapping loudly? Because that lady annoyed me so much.
No, but you've been doing it since the beginning of the show, so I was just wondering.
Yeah, that's because I'm drunk, ass. That's because I've been drinking, you ass hat.
Hey, you know.
Yeah, you know, good comeback, bright boy.
Seems to me a little bit too defensive about that.
Yes. I don't know. No, I'm not.
Shush.
I saw the animals.
We all long, as we talked about yesterday on the show. Uh-huh. Rob, what was that more pleasant time that you're talking about? Was it the 50s or the 60s?
Late 40s.
The late 40s. Well, not those good times. Are we talking about DUI good times?
Oh, yeah, like the 50s when drunk driving was 60s. Legal.
When it was legal and we'd all just drive in the cars with our mom and dad.
Why is it you ask him? Anything about good times. It all gets back to, you know.
Why do you think?
The summer of 42.
Yeah. That's that. Well, he's the, you know what? It's the note.
Or 44.
It's the note. He doesn't play that note enough when he's been drinking.
You like the beginning, right? You don't like the end of that thing.
I like the middle.
Oh, God.
I like the middle because what happened is when the opposition came, we really buckled down and showed our true colors.
We.
In the beginning, it was just sort of me, me, me. Then it was, oh, look at this. Then at the end, it wasn't any good because we realized that they had us outnumbered.
It's over. It's over now.
And also, our leader was not in the best of health.
Well, with the sip and all. Well, it was chronic flatulence, wasn't it?
It was, God, that's the least of his worries.
Oh, okay.
He was always tired and not thinking straight.
Mm-hmm. He drank before work, too, didn't
he?
And during. One of his own generals tried to kill him.
It's true. Now he's being played by Tom Cruise.
That's right.
With an eye patch.
In Valkyrie. I can't
and he
wait.
Made good roads in the beginning.
He did. And he really, we know what he had a great program of air travel. With dirigibles, it was fantastic.
Now we're going to talk about the fact that you own a piece of the Hindenburg.
Right.
And I blame Roosevelt.
Which is something that's real. You folks should know, as much as he hides behind these jokes,
right.
When you go into his house, Rob's most prized possession.
He's got a piece of the Hindenburg.
Let me give you a message about Roosevelt, all right? Roosevelt was not sending enough helium overseas. That's why we had to use hydrogen.
Right.
Because they wouldn't share it.
You're talking about Teddy Roosevelt.
No, Franklin Roosevelt.
Franklin Roosevelt.
Teddy was okay.
You go home to your house tonight, listen to your favorite show, 99 Luft Balloons.
No smoking on the Hindenburg.
All right, get out of here.
Graf Zeppelin.
Oh, the humanity.
You have been overserved today already, Rob.
Just like Mike.
Hey, I served myself.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.